called a good dog. It was white steam curling over the pot's lip, the bumping cobs of corn bobbing in bubbles, the thick, sun-warm, bleeding slices of beefsteak tomatoes, and especially the yellow butter's languid pose that signaled summer was finally here. The previous November, just days after his 23rd birthday, my brother was found under a pile of decomposing leaves face down in a deserted Missouri wood. We heard it first on the St. Louis News. After a month missing from a St. Charles radio shack, two employees found shot in back of head, execution style, motive still not known for the lunchtime abduction. For the first time that summer, Dad phoned Mom to put the water on. He was coming home with freshly picked sweet corn. It was the only time I remember Mom forgot to add that secret spoon of sugar to the pot. We sat at the table, closer than normal, around a small basket of wilting memories, gnawed by a nagging emptiness, not discussing that which never made sense. When Sister, our dog, snuck in to beg the summer food, she only just sniffed anyway. One stern look from Dad and she sulked to her place by the kitchen door. She laid down in trained disappointment, persisting, almost human, a good dog.